Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. I don't know about you all, but I just didn't get enough of you last night, so I'm ready for more. Please give it up to our dear brother in arms, the official fifth member, Yawning Mouth, straight man. This is why exactly why we fucking love you guys. We're back there like by wall boxing, getting all amped up. We come out here and you go, kick our ass. Okay, we will. We'll be gentle at first. And then, after the candles have taken effect. Playing music in San Francisco, and thanks for turning out and filling the place up for our second night here. And now we will proceed, I do believe. Once Daryl gets strapped in, he's such a maniac, he has to make sure he's completely harnessed in. And he'll go soaring over the crowd. That'd be a cool effect, actually. Here we can make you cry. Let's proceed with the asking.
The times don't seem less, and the bad ones fade as fast. Either way, means the time's flying. I can't hold how I got here. I don't know if I'm thinking clear. It's hard to tell the truth from the lying. The only thing you get from me is time. And in a way,
Here's Jeff Austin on the mandolin to sing us a song.
We'd like to debut this song tonight. We're gonna call it Pockets. Not deep.
parentheses.
I would just like to tell the crowd that it's on.
like we'd just shown a dog a card trick. You know, and I'm completely convinced that I misinterpreted it, which is weird because usually musicians aren't so self-conscious. Jeff, get me out of this trouble that I've got for myself.
Ass bluegrass, Ben, that's the only way to get out of it. San Francisco, all you people doing the right thing in the front row here. I'm so high right now, I'm not even. Blow it right in there. You guys keep coming and I'll eventually buy this rock and play next station. Play us a song, I guess.
that long, they turned their back, and I was gone, gone, gone. Just turned 18, and that's all the time. But I see it fading in my view mirror now, it's just me and these white lines. Lord knows where I'm going.
All your dreams come true. Lord, was well.
a new tune called Satan's My Number One Lover. It'll be on our new record. We hope you love it.
Of course, it's hard to translate anything from the original Japanese. You know what I mean?
Told you there's no one there.
believe it or not, this song was actually written about a guy that we met on the road back in the day in Lexington, Kentucky, same venue where we sight Calipari, whatever. Yeah. So anyway, that's the same place we met Ben Hines, who's our sound engineer and just brother for life. And I often wonder what happened to Ben Hines. His name was Pete. That's all I know. Disappeared.
one more good one in me, don't you?
I know you do.
Mr. Darren Langer joining us for one last set of music here this week. We're going to miss having his fiddle around. We hired this other hack with a little afternoon for the week. And then Darren will be back with us after. So yesterday we told you that this weekend's shows is for our buddy Sandy Alexander, right? You all remember Sandy Alexander, of course. He's a few blocks away from here. And we were trying to get the show to him. We were trying to relay the show and stuff like that. And the hospital is made of, like, lead, so we couldn't get signal in. But he's going to be listening to this tomorrow morning. So I wanted to say good morning, Sandy. I know you're laying in that bed and you're freaking sick of it. But everybody at the Fillmore wanted to say hello to you, Sandy. So how are you, Sandy? Good morning, and a better morning than you had yesterday, and your mornings just get better and better and better, and we'll see you in Tahoe, bro.
Dude, I'll see you in, like, an hour or so.
Thank you.
Keep on going. That's the song we'll keep on.
my sisters and my brother. Keep the faith. Stones fire and the wind blows. You go on and stand in place. And when the battle is fought, the victory's won. We will all shout together. We have all come. We will all be together forever and ever. We will make it to the combat.
entire hospital, don't you? You're smoking in here.
That last portion of our show was brought to you by VH1. VH1, for fine music enthusiasts everywhere.
Ben Kaufman would like to sing you one, friend.
Existence.
We all hold it against him whenever he likes us. That's David Johnston on the banjo, folks.
So Dave and I got to go down and be on K-Pig this afternoon. Anytime you get to be on AM radio, that's just, that's badass. That's fun. We want to thank Tim for talking to us and finding us interesting enough to want to talk to us. Play a fast-ass bluegrass song. Why not?
This song is called The Mental Breakdown.
This is apparently my favorite slave boy, Aaron Pincus. And now, banjo music.
Thank you.
don't want you fake, and I shed too many tears. Never felt the need to cry. There's no sign on their Facebooks or the internets or anything.
I saw her yesterday.
Oh, good.
Sat outside of her house for hours. No response.
Me?
I'm page beast today.
I didn't do that, by the way. Here's a... Help me out of this one, Jeff.
The only other way other than a fast-ass bluegrass song is a drinking song. That's the only way we can get out of this. And I gotta say, talking about this earlier, you know, we do a lot of two-night stands some places, and the first night is always like, batshit crazy. And the second night's like, wait. Last night you guys were kind of hanging out, tonight you're stirring up the heat. It's all sorts of different kinds of heat. Look at some glowing devil red. And what we understand is that you folks out here, well, you're professionals and you know how to do it. First night, second night. So, what if we had a third night? It would.
Thank you.
old Pike Road. We'd like to play a song now called Too Late Now that we hope you're going to enjoy. Are you hanging in there? Sandy, how you doing? You got anything? Adam's there by this point. You can get to whatever you want. It also appears there's a Oprah. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, son, it's... Hey, boys! Ah!
Oh, jeez.
Hey man, is there any of that Rohypnol in this?
I gotta warn you. You sent this up here, and if we drink it, we might get freaky. Is that okay? It's Saturday night, and you know. Sunday morning. It's Easter. Happy Easter, everybody. Oh, man. I want some chocolate eggs and some peeps so bad right now. That'd be awesome. You're going to be handing, when you bite your apple, when you leave tonight, peeps inside.
Like an angel from heaven. Chocolate egg. Like an angel from heaven. Freak out about something like that, but not today, man, not on Easter. That's not
true. And be careful, you keep sending those up, we'll lock the doors and be here till 6 a.m. Who do you think I'm kidding? Who's got the biggest house here? Who? No. Is it huge? Can we all fit? You know, sometimes, friends, it's just good to hang out with your friends. All you lovely freaks out here in San Francisco, we fucking love playing music all with you. There's nothing like coming out here and spending a few days in Wonderland. I swear, I think that's a union fee.
Thank you.
So if you guys are into it, we've got some time. We'd like to play for a little while longer. Sunglasses. Haven't you learned by now? Cheers, everybody. Need to have a good time tonight. Sandy, be honest. Was it cool? Did you have a good time? Seriously, Sandy, I was serious about that cobra. I don't want to get stung by that thing. Also, give every ounce of love that you have to our dear brother down there, Mr. Daryl Anger, and all that he gives to all of us every night he stands up here on stage with us. We somehow forgot about. guy.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
It's our brother Kyle Hammond's birthday, for goodness sake. Holy moly. He had a book just come out. It's called
Kyle Hammond's The Kick-Ass Places I Have Been.
I mean, we'll talk later, but how did you elude the clutches of the Tamil Tigers?
Maybe he would have been tucked to me with Nephi fur. As a good Catholic boy, on this Sunday, I'd like to give you one piece of advice. Never, ever fuck with a polar bear. Tomorrow, you'll see on the morning news what happened to somebody who decided to mess with a polar bear. I would just like to pass on the information. Do not mess with a polar bear ever. They're so big.
I need to see shit.
This woman in Germany, she messed with a polar bear. Was it funny? So we'll dedicate this next number to her. It's about getting kicked in the face by a polar bear. I'll tell you this much, this hasn't been the easiest group of months for a lot of people. And tonight, you guys gave a huge dose of healing energy to a lot of people, including all of us. So we're very grateful for all of you for being here tonight and for giving everything you've got. But I know you got one more in you. One more. Deep. One sap back patch deep eating. Deep. We send this next song out to Fritz Frisbee and the Connecticut Yankee and the Club Coca Drink and all the punk rockers who worked there and didn't think we could pack their club, but we did. And the Great American Music Hall and the Fillmore Auditorium and the Warfield and over to every damn place and over to Golden Gate Park and everywhere, because San Francisco's got a vibe of a fall. So we love fighting here. We will always come back. We love being here with you people. Here. to Sammy Alexander, my brothers and sisters.